and trying that again, had a little, you know, not even an error. I was looking at a feature where you could tag people, and then I hit the finish button thinking that would make you finish looking at that feature, but it quit the video recording. Whoopsie days. All right, so start the whole thing, building up the archive all over again.
Father Teresa needs to
What? I thought I assigned a volume level to that. Look at that. You saw me assign a volume level to that.
I did.
And it just, like, said, nah, full decibels again. All right.
Father Teresa needs to shave.
Right, leave me lying here, because I don't want to go.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Thank you for tuning in to Teresa's Wine Cellar. On this show, we cover a variety of subject material that some of our listeners may find unpleasant or even triggering, such as racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, ableism, cyberbullying, inequality, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes. We do our best to engage with these topics in a manner that is sensitive and considerate to you, our listeners, and your lived experiences. However, we understand that some of these subjects can pack a punch, so we strongly support whatever you need to do to take care of yourself as an audience member. Whether that be pouring yourself a glass of wine before pressing play, listening to our show with a warm, furry animal in your lap, or even turning off today's show and doing whatever brings you peace and joy and intellectual detox before tuning in next week. We welcome all feedback and comments related to our show, including requests for future topics you would like to hear us cover, or suggestions for ways we can improve our handling of emotionally and psychologically heavy material. You are listening to Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.
Here, ask them. All right, Venus Kalita is interacting with us some on Twitter. Ask them, do they use Apple or Android?
Ah, okay, I can do that.
All right, yeah. Okay, and then if they use Apple, then they should go to the podcast application and search the Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media. And if they use Android, get like Stitcher or Podkicker. And then look up the Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media, and that's how you catch the Martha Fracken archives, right? So that was someone on Twitter interacting with Phoenix Cleater. All right.
Almost tempted to give her a Twitter link because you put it on your personal page, right?
Yeah.
Which is public, so I almost wonder if you
actually
have a Twitter account.
You don't have to have a Facebook account to look at my page because I'm public as shit. All right. All right.
Yeah, I'm just going to send her a link and see if she can see it.
All right, so it's WineCellarMedia.com, the Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media, Phoenix Kalita, Reading in the Shade, 8,000 up, Social Dissonance, A Critical Analysis of Justice, 10,000 up, and this is White on White Crime, White on White Wednesday, 1,200 up, Becky Lives Matters hanging in there, you know, overall good potential reach on a monthly basis. They tax the fuck out of my overtime check. God damn it. I looked at that shit. I was like, who needs my who needs $250 from me? Why? Why can't I have that too? That $250 they taxed on my ass. I don't need cops.
Who
I don't
does?
Need that service.
Who does?
Service. I call it a service. I don't need that. I need not be protected nor served unless it's from a cop.
Basically.
Father Mucker.
Basically. Speaking of which, another acquittal today.
Oh, there's so many, like, now it's like, there's so many shootings, there's so many acquittals.
Yeah, it's, I think it just seems like extra shitty this week because we just had the Philando Castile acquittal, and then they shot the, pregnant woman yesterday and killed her. I forgot her name.
Wait, is that a different one from the other black woman in Seattle that got?
No, that's her.
That's the same story.
Same woman. I'm trying to get to the thing because I forgot her name because I literally can't keep up anymore. Charlena Lyles.
All right.
And then today, the cop who killed Sylville Smith in, I believe it was Minneapolis? It was in Minnesota. Got acquitted today. So, you know.
All right. So that's keeping up. I'm having trouble keeping up with the schmiggin' flabbin' dap gummit news about myself. All right. Like, it's just, it's hard. Like, I essentially get my news from you now. I had all these sources, and now I just get my news from you while riding home from work.
Yeah. And while we're at it, to date, 568 civilians killed by police this year. They're going to top last year.
What was last year?
Last year's total was...
What's happening?
1,161.
All right, man, pick up the pace.
With 5 on December 31st. Okay, they really wanted to break that 1,160. Okay.
Yeah. Fucking gonna do it in the high 50s. Nah, fuck no. You know that punk shit.
Well, let's see. Last year, win. At this time, well, what's today? June, like, 20th? 21st?
Ah, shoot. Oh, it's right there, 21st.
June 21st last year was 559.
Huh.
Oh, so they're like, yeah, they're 10 up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know, so I mean, don't slack. Don't slip. Like, going into the summer, a lot of black kids out of high school you can shoot. They're running around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're on their way to college, you know, you catch them getting some cigarillos. You know, you blast that ass. Let them know what time it is. All right. What'd they leave Brown outside for? 5 hours? 3 hours? Forgot what it was.
It was like 5 hours. It was a long time.
Or was it 8 hours? Was it a shift? Was it 8 hours? It was a while.
It was a long time.
Yeah. You know, top that as well. All right, get out there, be the cop you want to be, the best fucking cop you can be. I was looking at the social networks. Some dude said he made a post, you know, like funny joking, you know, ghetto black people post, I guess would be the simplistic way to say it.
Yeah.
And it's like, why this dude got 2 Obama phones? You know, because he wants people to joke around about it in the thread. And I'm just like, stop calling them Obama phones. Like, okay, like. What we have now, like the cellular telephone portion of it, I forgot exactly which year, but it came out under the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of it is from 1997 under the Clinton administration. And then the full context of the whole concept is from 1930 motherfuck 4 with the original Telecommunications Act. All right? It's not an Obama phone. Jesus Christ. It's from like fucking... What, like, how many years? Like, 30 or so years before Obama was born.
Yeah. Well, you know, but it's easier to just blame Obama. It is. Like, it's, oh, fuck, thanks, Obama. You know.
God damn, niggas is so corny, you got me defending Obama. Stop it.
you know.
Shit, and let me, I don't know if I'm reiterating or saying it for the first time, but, when you do the bidding of the corporate heads and the bankster gangsters while you're in office because you know you're gonna get paid off when they get out, that is using the office to enrich yourself. Wow. Obama just did it the smooth, classy way.
Yes.
All right? Like, you think he's acting like he was just all fucking morale in that motherfucker. No, he was after his paper stacks, which I get it. You're forced to exist in capitalism. You're gonna get your check, and you're gonna buy Michelle stuff because she didn't get to work for some reason. Oh, wait, no, she chose not to, right? She was like, no, I'm gonna fucking raise my kids. My husband is president. Shut up. All right? Shut up, white feminist.
Yes.
My husband's president. You're posting about fuckboys from Tinder. All right? Leave me alone. All right. Oh. I mean, I don't know exactly what she said, but maybe it was along those lines.
I just don't know how she always remained so calm. I would be so angry all the time if I was her.
Yeah, maybe she was. Mm. But she just knows how to, you know, play the politics. Because, I mean, wasn't she like... Like, she's probably, like, just under Bernie Sanders as far as popular political figures.
Oh, yeah, she's very... I'm sure she's more popular than her husband, so...
Yeah, she was, like, most of his time in office, if not all of it.
Yeah.
Like, definitely, like, after the first year, like, yeah. She was instantly more fucking pop. Yeah, 2010 and on? Yeah, I think that's about right. Shit. All right, where are those stories you had? You had some shit, because this is going to be quick and fast, get to some white-on-white crime.
Where do you want me to pull them up at?
Excuse. Did you put them on Facebook anywhere?
They're in the wine cellar group. The notes group.
Okay. Alright, so we're gonna fucking up. Whoa. Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
I don't like this sound. There we go. I don't like when the sound is empty. There we go. That's wine cellar sound. Okay. Boom, boom. Alright, so let's fucking get down to the shit. What else? What happened in politics? Oh, what happened in Twitter? What the hell? What's Katie Halper talking about? What's Joanne Reed talking about? What the fuck is happening on the Twitters? You were telling me about some shit.
Everybody's talking about Ossoff. Ossoff. Ossoff of Fred. I don't
know what
the fuck his fucking name is. Yeah, because he lost the special election, and my Twitter timeline is very interesting right now because I can very clearly see who's a Democrat and who's a centrist. And who's a leftist and a progressive, because they are talking mad shit about each other right now. It's kind of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, because them niggas, what, they lost 4 seats.
Yeah.
Damn. Compassionate capitalism loses again. I want Joanne Reed to do a whole fucking speech about how we need to hit people with that compassionate capitalism. Does it exist? Somebody tell me, alright, because fucking Florida, mousetrap, mailed, alright, so fucking, this young fella right here, excuse me, miss ma'am, I got the glaucoma, who wrote this?
I don't know, man, I don't know.
Who's responsible? Where's the fucking...
Brian Lisi.
Uh-huh. Brian, you calm yourself down, young man. All right, so Brian Lisi is silly and started his article saying, "You mouse be kidding me." Fearing that the drug dealer across the street, in quotes, and a woman who runs a house of prostitution next door, in quotes. A drug dealer in a house of prostitution.
Yes. It's a very stressful neighborhood.
That is such a pious way to say it. And it sounds like a frustrated, just made it up off the top of your head way. Like you were ranting and yelling about some stuff. And you're just like, these fucking Black Lives fucking Matter activists. These fucking feminazis. These SJWs. They got a house of prostitution going on down the street. Like, it sounds like it came from a rant.
It might have.
Yeah, from the mom, from whoever played the Mommy Dearest character.
Oh.
Yeah, right? It's a house of prostitution! Oh, man. So, alright, so a house of prostitution next door. This person thought they were stealing his letters. Nobody's writing letters. Like, or does he just call all male letters?
Probably calls all male letters.
Oh, man.
Yes, the house of prostitution next door thought that they could maybe do a bundle feature with Geico, so they stole the advertisement in your mailbox.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, probably even when they got those fucking AOL online discs in the 90s. Like, oh, all right. I got a Frisbee letter. Look at that there.
I got a frisbee letter. Yes, it's a frisbee letter.
Mm. Yeah, so this 65-year-old Florida fellow, which, you know what, as times move along forward, being in your 60s is not an excuse to be a fucking weird-ass dork.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, then what? Write it back 30 years. What was it 30 years ago? 1987?
Yeah.
And then 30 years before that was 1957? So if you were born in 1957.
Well, yeah.
You were around in the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah.
You should be kind of cool, motherfucker.
Should be.
Yeah. Jesus. Balls. According to an outlet called The Smoking Gun, Nicholas Dibble. God damn it. These fucking names. None of these names could possibly be real. Really? Nicholas Dibble? He never had a chance. That's why he's a dork. He grew up being... Think about, if he ever cried in front of other kids outside, you know, he's probably a cis male boy. And they're like, Dibble, Dibble, on his mommy's nipple. Like, there's too much you could do with that fucking name. Drool a little bit. Dribble, dribble. Like, he can't do anything. You can't live. Oh, man. He plays basketball. They're like, don't double dibble. Oh, fuck this. All right.
Or you just have dibs on who gets to torture him for the day.
Ooh, dibbles.
Dibbles.
Damn, that's what they called it. Dibbles, two punches. Fuck this shit, man.
Two for dibble.
All right. I kind of get why you're a fucking dork now. With this whole past of your life that I've made up off the top of my head.
All right, Nicholas Dibble.
And you know, I guess that's how bullying works. Like, I just bullied you from across the internet and brought in fictional characters and fighting games.
Oh, man.
All right, so Nicky Dibs. There you go, that's your mobster name. That's
Nicky Dibs.
That's how you make it cool. You're Nicky Dibs.
All right.
Nicky Dibs thought the thieving was in response to him calling the cops on his neighbors over suspected criminal activity around his Bradenton, Florida neighborhood. Now, naturally, Dibble went about setting a trap inside the mailbox at the end of the driveway, raising the flag to falsely indicate a delivery of a less painful sort had been made. Speaking to authorities after a 37-year-old mail carrier got her hand stuck in the device, he explained, "Well, it caught the wrong person." God damn!
Why? What? So, you thought someone was stealing your mail, which is a federal offense, but you thought you would handle it by putting a mouse trap in your mailbox.
Wait, and then putting the flag up?
Yeah.
Doesn't that tell the mail carrier that you're supposed to go in here and get some shit?
Yeah.
What the fuck, Dibble? And you... You've been around for quite some time. You clearly know how this works.
Well, like, you just thought that the house of prostitution next door, or that the drug dealer across the street would get there before the mail carrier.
Oh, was he writing? Is that why he said letters? Maybe because he's writing letters to people and just assumes that because it takes a while for him to get there, that they're just not getting there, or that the people aren't responding because they don't like talking to fucking Double Dibble. They never liked you. Make a Facebook account, nigga. All right. Jesus Christ. Try to reach out and talk to him that way. Fucking Dibble said he had meant to warn Cynthia Humphreys Smith, but she apparently came at an irregular time and on a different route.
So wait, you just sit around waiting for your mail carrier? That's kind of fucking weird, yo.
Wait, is 65 the retirement age?
Yes.
So like your first year in retirement, you're just like gonna go full asshole.
Yes.
First year. He's like, not waiting. I don't know how soon I'm going to die, and I want to be as much of a fuckface as possible.
Yes.
Like, then they quit taking out how your fucking boss was on you on the rest of the fucking world, Dubby Dibs. Or they're just going to put your body on the ground and you just be like, that's his grave.
That's the grave.
That's the grave. They're fucking going to leave the tombstone on your stomach. Nobody cares.
Oh, no.
Fucking making matters worse, She was just recovering from having her hand broken. Fuck. But she nonetheless did not want to press charges against the neighborhood resident of 25 years, if you already didn't think he was white. Though he wouldn't be arrested for battery, at the very least, the United States Postal Service will no longer deliver mail to him. What about bills? Are they just gonna have the fucking, the paper boy throw it on the fucking front porch?
Maybe.
My paper boy's gonna get shot.
But look at the last sentence, though.
Oh, there's another one? Said Dibble, I am the victim. I didn't even see, I missed that one. I am the victim.
So you falsely, you called the police on your neighbors for shit they didn't do.
Yeah.
You accused them of stealing their mail, your mail, which they didn't do. So you put a mouse trap in it, and you got the mail carrier's hand stuck in it when her hand was broken already. And you're the victim.
You know, if Wayne dies first, that's gonna be Susan. Susan's gonna be doing that.
Dude, just, she's gonna die.
Just creating shit.
She's gonna die because she does not know how to do things.
Oh.
Like, she doesn't know how to put gas in a car.
I'm not gonna accept that. I'm not gonna accept that sentence.
She doesn't know how to put gas in her car.
I repudiate that sentence.
I mean,
we're talking about the people that purchased Phoenix Kalita when she was a child. They call it adoption, but when white people exchange money for a black person, that's a purchase. It's been for quite some time. Those people. So Susan can't put gas in a car.
She doesn't know how to put gas in a car. She doesn't know how to cut the. She doesn't know how to start the lawnmower.
Also, just spend the rest of the retirement money making other people do everything. She's gonna fucking adopt another little black girl and make her do all that shit.
She's too young to adopt, or too old to adopt anybody.
Oh, it's not legal?
I mean, she's not, like, a certified, whatever, foster person or whatever to adopt, so.
Oh, word up.
Yeah.
Word the fuck up. Let's go over here and see, there's Michael Wright up in the joint. Becker Loco. That's right, Becker Loco works in the education system, so she's not at work. House of Prostitution sounds like a place of worship. This is why I like my atheist friends. They got these jokes in the back pocket.
I think there's a solid argument to be made there. I could see it.
Kinda, yeah, it kinda does. The House of Prostitution. Jesus Christ, what are the Ten Commandments? Let's think of that later. That'll
Tip
be a
well,
fun post.
Don't waste time. Don't stay past the time you've been allotted.
You gotta make them sound biblically. Bibliotheca. I don't know.
Thou shalt leave when the time of thine session has ceased.
Pip. There's Lydia Terry. Lydia Terry and I, we disagree on things regularly, but we still interact like adults. There's Wesley Lee. Wesley Lee, you need to hop on the mic and try to battle me, kid. What's popping? Wait, what did Michael Wright say? He left the comment there.
I'm talking shit, probably.
Skippy flippy jeep bop boop bop ba doo. Wait, it says he joined. Joined. Fallon said, are you up on SoundCloud? I have, like, raps there and, like, short clips. Like, when I do little short clips, I put them on SoundCloud. But when I do SoundCloud, that has its own RSS link that I do have in iTunes. But I also dump that link into the Blog Talk Radio RSS feed so that it goes everywhere to all the platforms. Right? Word up. Word up. Lisa Guy said it seems to be working from the beginning of the episode when we were talking about having trouble. Becker Loco said BDSM is a special ceremony. It is. It is. Is that the real baptism?
I was going to say more like a sacrament of Holy Communion or something.
Oh, the baptism is when you make it rain on them hoes.
with a rake or something.
Okay, so it's actually like when you like soak money and then drop it from the ceiling on them and you're getting baptized. Alright, that's fair. You got to bow down. This is fucking outstanding. Is that the church? That's our church.
That's our church.
The House of Prostitution. Alright. We're making a church. That was a terrorist fist jab we did for people
it was watching the video. Fist jab. Oh my god, I remember that.
Oh no.
Terrorist fist jab?
Oh man. Now, that one, I want to make that one last because I don't understand. I don't want to understand.
Wait, which one? This one?
Not this one. I deliberately didn't click on it yet. All right,
oh,
so...
Oh, okay.
Is that the Sun? Is that Phoenix, Arizona?
No, it is actually a UK outlet.
All right. So we're in the UK.
Yeah.
We're gonna head on over there. Everybody's up in the joint. Do I do the headline or do I launch into it?
Let's see what the...
Oh, excuse me. Wrong mouse.
Hello.
What is it?
I mean, I think the first sentence is just as...
All right, so go straight to the first sentence.
I mean...
All right, so shortly after Father's Day, a father has died after he brawled with a pig that bit him in the testicles and tore off three of his fingers. It has been reported. The bizarre incident is said to...
I could say that sentence and then be like, this bizarre incident, like you didn't just say some wild ass shit. Okay.
Very serious. When you cover white on white crime, it's not a joke, and pork is the other white meat, so this is a white on white crime. That's right.
All lives matter.
That's right. That is right. All swines matter.
All swines matter.
Fucking,
Wait, are you talking about Congress or the police department?
The cops. The cops. Yeah, Congress, they're Congress critters. The Senate is Senate scum. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, really, you could just start using Trump as an insult. So the president is a Trump.
The president is a Trump.
Yeah.
I still like all the, you know, alliteration is, you know, tangerine terrorist, mango Mussolini, Clementine Caligula.
Kind of jokes on you. I don't know the word Caligula.
We'll have a history lesson later.
No.
Yeah.
I want to learn things.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure the entire basis of our relationship is you wanting to learn things.
Nuh-uh. Well, we should cut lines in your eyebrows. A bizarre...
I have a line in my eyebrow already.
Yeah, but that's a scar. We should take that scar and make it fresh. Make it jiggy, nigga. A bizarre incident is said to have occurred in the town of San Lucas. Oh, woo! Can you pronounce that?
Ojitlan.
Oh, I would have said Ojitlan. All right.
Oh my God.
It's Ojitlan. Looks like Ojitlan to me. San Lucas, Ojitlan, in southwestern Mexico. Jesus Christ. El Debate, which is, I guess, a news outlet in Mexico.
Yes.
They reported that a farmer, Miguel Anaya Pablo, a 60-year-old individual, died from an infection caused by the wounds he suffered during a brawl.
The brawl. With the pig.
Zuckerman's famous pig. What do you see? Greatest hog in history. All right. I dig the fuck out of that song. He died from an infection after the brawl. Miguel is alleged to have returned home drunk from a party. And damn, nigga, you still partying? You know what? Hey, you cooler than a mailbox guy. Shit. Fucking. See, I told you, being in your 60s is not an excuse to be a fucking dork. He's returned home drunk from a party and somehow begun fighting with the pig, which he kept in his home.
Why not?
I wonder if he's one of the white passing ones. I need pick tours. The animal managed to bite his testicles and sever three fingers of his right hand, the paper claimed, and he was rushed to the hospital. However, he later died due to an infection of the wounds, and his body is due to undergo an autopsy, local media reported. Although the incident has been widely reported in local media, The details have not been independently verified, and no news sites ran an image of Miguel. Oh, so they're basically saying this could be a fakesterism. Why are there fucking naked women punching?
Okay.
Like, I scroll down, like, what else they got on this website? And it's fucking naked white women with pink boxing gloves.
I just want to see what the headline was, though.
Okay, all right. Knockout pair. Naked TV presenters do nude boxing in bid to take most outrageous host crown from Jenny Scordamaglia.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, that's not outrageous. That's male gazes.
That sounds rather dangerous, actually.
That sounds like we're about to do some BoJack Horseman jokes. With the way that I said it. Stealing a meal from Neil McBeal, the Navy Seal.
Oh, God. What was the other one about?
Hank Hippopopolis, the hip-hop hypothesis, some shit like that. That shit was dope, man. BoJack Horseman is the fucking shit. And that was a new season this year, right? I should binge that again if I ever have another day off. But I'll be needing them overtime hours. Fucking tax me $250 fucking dollars, man. $250 fucking dollars.
Well, you know.
Taxing
that
ass.
We're still trying to work it out with the whole budget thing. We still don't have a budget.
All right. Should we do two more stories or one?
Well, what ones do we have left?
We got that one that's last.
Oh, that one's last. Okay,
no matter what. I don't know if that's funny that you put in there.
Oh, I think that you can make it funny.
Why?
I have faith in you.
Jesus Christ, lady. Jesus Christ over here. All right.
You can make it funny.
Looking, making sure I'm not missing comments. All right. Skibbity flip boppa dippa doo. On News Jacks for you. Woo! Excuse. Now, Red, White, and Brew Freedom 5K to raise money for Vet Urins. The Ultimate Freedom Beer Run. What? Are they serious?
Look at the website.
It is the Jacksonville Florida. Website, goddammit.
It's Florida, man.
And then just looking at the other headlines over there. Chinese food driver shoots would-be robber outside abandoned house. What the fuck is happening? Alright, the Ultimate Freedom Beer Run, set for July 1st.
Yeah.
So it's like they're telling you white on white crime is about to happen. Like, they're like, brace yourselves, white people are doing stuff and it involves beer. That's like basically fucking hunker the fuck down.
Yeah, this the first sentence, like, that fucking got me.
So Jacksonville, Florida, do you like beer, bacon, and cardio? No, no.
One of these things is not like the other. Y'all think they got Sesame Street in Florida?
Like, just beer and bacon alone. Like, if it was just beer and bacon, I would just put the bacon away and have the beer. Like, I'm not gonna have, but like, if the bacon is part of a meal, like it's a, but then like, if the bacon's a part of brunch, then I'm gonna have champagne. But if it's a part of a burger, then I'm gonna have beer. But just bacon and beer, like,
and cardio,
you're putting on a show. Now, I could understand if you're a silly person and you want to cook the bacon so it's cooked all the way through, but still just soft enough to where you can kind of like fold the strip a little bit and then kind of pour the beer into your mouth through the strip.
Oh my God.
Like, if you're that, and I know, like, there's some frat kids listening to this to make fun of SJWs that said, that's a great idea, bro. That's actually, I like these niggers, brah.
Brah.
Brah. These niggers are fantastic. They
brewskis with the brewskis.
Oh, man. All right. Do you like beer, bacon, and cardio? If so, this run is for you.
Okay, but who eats drinks bacon?
If you eat a plate of bacon, drink a beer, and try to run, I fucking dare you.
I just want to know how many cardiologists will be present for this event.
Probably just the laugh. Like, they're gonna drink beer, but they're not gonna run. They're gonna drink beer and watch.
Shit.
And they're gonna be like, oh, look, the herd is thinning. Oh, is there a doctor in the house? But aren't you a... No, I'm not a doctor. I'm an MD. That's a whole other thing.
It's a whole other thing.
Like, oh, sorry, brah. Fucking runners will run. Which, why would you start the sentence like that? Runners gonna run on the river walk with halfway bacon station. That I didn't even make that up. That's what it fucking says.
A halfway bacon station? What the fuck?
A halfway bacon station. What the... What kind of unhealthy ableism? Like, because it sounds like they're making one of halfway houses. A halfway bacon station, food trucks, live entertainment, and more. There will be awards for the top three overall male and females. Let's binary it up. Age group awards. And age group awards. Besides the race, there will be multiple food trucks. You just said food trucks.
They did.
The fact that it was plural, that was multiple. Who's responsible for this article? Who did it?
The staff.
The News Jack's staff.
Nobody even put their fucking name on it because it's so bad.
Or just fucking, or everybody wrote a piece.
So, alright, so we have runners will run the river walk with a halfway bacon station food trucks. And then two sentences later, besides the race, there will be multiple food trucks.
How high were you when you wrote this that you forgot that you wrote this?
They had a lot of bacon and beer and tried to run, and this is what the fuck happened. They were preparing, and this is what the fuck happened.
White people, you're having a hard enough time with heroin. Don't make a new drug.
Oh, no.
Don't you dare. Fucking, Jesus. All right, multiple food trucks, live entertainment, over 100 local artisans and farmers, and, of course, cold beer from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. You just told me there's...
M, though.
Yes, I think you're allowed to buy it in Florida at 7 a.m.
So they're going to start drinking beer at 8. All right. Okay.
I mean, I have before, but it was because I was going to sit down and watch Orange is the New Black all fucking day. And that's not 8 a.m. I started that at 5 a.m. And also, that's like one beer at 5, one beer at 9, one beer at like 12. Not 5, piss, 5. Piss all day. I'm not
and
doing
then some
that.
Bacon and then a run.
If they do that, there's not going to be any more white on white crime. That'll be the last one. That's going to be the end of it. Jesus Christ. The event supports two local Jacksonville veteran charities, Canines for Warriors and Warfighters in Arms. They are pro-military. Registration includes a freedom kit. What the fuck is a freedom kit? God damn it.
Yay, Florida, you are winning. Like, this isn't even a fucking crime story, and still.
A freedom kit? What is that, like a condom with a hole in it? A gun with no safety? And a pink slip from your job? That freedom kit. Fucking Christ. A freedom kit that comes with, complete with a t-shirt, custom medal with beer opener, two beers, and bacon during the race. That's a freedom kit. A t-shirt, a medallion, and a beer opener, two beers, and bacon. And where is the health inspector while they're just passing out pork? What temperature are they holding this shit at? What the fuck is going on? Click here for more. I'm not clicking here for more information. You click here for... Go click yourself. Fucking Christ. What the hell's going on the Facebooks?
What?
Holy shit, man.
Yes?
There's Leslie Loco. Leslie Stowe posted up in the joint. Everybody's checking shit out. All right, let's wrap this one up with a...
Yeah.
With a man...
Uh-huh.
With a white man. I'm going to switch over to screen sharing so the Facebook folks can see this white man. Where's that picture? Where's that mugshot that was in there? Oh, damn, it does. So it shows up in the link but not when you when you actually go to the story.
Well, that's nonsense.
Booty. All right, so you don't, I guess you don't get to see him, Facebook Live watchers. See, now the podcast listeners laugh. Like, see, I told you it was bullshit. Just listen to the podcast.
Just listen to the podcast.
Fuck them niggas' videos. They suck at making videos, bro. I just like to listen to the podcast, yo. That's how you can rap like 3-6 Mafia. Their style is easy and garbage. And that's what was that young man's name? Little Uzi Vert?
Uzi Vert.
I can't stand you, Little Uzi Vert. Alright? And don't run up on me, young man. Alright? I'm an old blue-collar guy. I will whack you with something out of my toolbox. I'm not gonna stand there fucking trying to box a fucking limber young man that can move fast. My back hurts, alright? You're gonna fucking... Right? You're gonna catch a crescent wrench real quick, son. Alright? Get your whack ass. What brought that on? Alright, fine.
Because you're still angry about the segment we had to do yesterday covering them.
Damn, that shit was fucking, and I've heard about that, because I hear, like people like Michael Imhotep and, like, black conservatives like that talk about how the rap is bad because they're talking about being bad and bougie. I'm saying it's bad because they suck ass at rapping. They suck ass at rhyming. They're not dope MCs, master of ceremonies, move the crowd, makes contact. All right, police report to news outlet Fox 6 Now that a man, a white man, used a shotgun shell full of Rice Krispies to shoot a victim. Is that really a victim? I don't know. All right.
Snap, crackle, pop.
I was like, I'm not making any snap, crackle, pop jokes. Oh, no. All right. No. I'm not, even though the music is on, we're not going to snap. Even though he's a cracker, we're not going to crackle. And even though he has a gun, we're not going to pop. I'm not making any of those jokes. Fuck.
Uh-huh.
Police arrested a suspect who allegedly shot a man using a shotgun shell packed with breakfast cereal. Officers in the Northern California city of Eureka, aptly named, because this man was defending his castle. The old Nickelodeon heads will get that one.
Mm.
Right? Wasn't there a character on the name Batley?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. The Halloween episode of that actually scared me when I was a child.
Really?
Yeah, the Halloween episode, like that fucking like spider monster that was chasing everybody around. Remember that shit?
Mm.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, watch Eureka's Castle, the Halloween episode. They were like, there was like a spider monster running around. Yeah, you were 2 years older than me.
I was scared of Mr. Rogers as a child.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's a fucking white man that was in the military. What, are you shitting me?
I did not know he was in the military when I was a child.
Oh. You could smell it on him. You can smell it on him. Like, we have
he
good...
He was very neat and orderly with his things.
Yeah.
There's one thing I hate. It's an unlocked footlocker.
Like, black people, like, you trust your first intuition with white people. We'd have a lot more escapes that way.
Mm.
Be like me. That's why I'm breathing right now. Mm. Fucking officers at the Northern California city of Eureka's Castle responded to reports of shots fired. And at least one person with a gunshot wound around 3:25 p.m. Wednesday afternoon. Well, that's what you're doing with your summer afternoons. I'd like to cook outside if I wasn't at work. But you like to shoot people with Rice Krispies. We have different ideas of culinary art, don't we?
We do.
The victim, allegedly a victim, who had suffered a non-life-threatening injury to the hand, was treated at a nearby hospital for sogginess, I guess. The detectives caught up with the suspected shooter. He's just suspected.
Did you not see his face?
He's very white. And I think it was yellow-headed, too. That's the best kind of white. Mm-hmm. But I guess not on men. Yellow-headed white men are villains. Yellow-headed white women are damsels in distress or
yes.
something.
Yes.
Oh, and I saw the trailer. Well, we did. Trailer for the Wonder Woman at the thing. That shit looks fucking boring. Detectives caught up with the suspected shooter, 29-year-old Timothy Glass Jr., a name that doesn't annoy me. Timothy Glass. All right. After he fled to Palco Marsh, the site of a large homeless encampment. What?
So you shot somebody with cereal and went to a tent city?
That just really like, it reminds me of, like, some shit when I was just kind of searching for what was on demand, like, one morning. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just, I think I was still Token Reefer at the time. Like, I think it was, like, really early 2013 or late 12. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I saw some shit, and it was called Hobo with a Shotgun. And I was like, let's do it. And this guy just totally took that and said, I'll be that. I won't even have real bullets.
It's a kinder, gentler hobo with a shotgun.
All right. That is, yeah. Compassionate cartridges. Yes, that's okay. You gotta alliterate it, right? Now that, and that information was according to the news outlet KPCR-TV. The police say one detective suffered a minor injury during the arrest. They sent out a detective to get the crispy caper. Like, they sent out a detective for that. Like, you gotta fucking, you gotta get all promoted and shit.
Yeah.
And you actually have to not be, as excuse the language, as stupid as the other cops. Mm. God damn, they sent out a detective for that. And that's what they took $250 out of my check for. Alright, an investigation.
Well, he could have had more cereal. How are they supposed to know?
They could have had more fucking cereal.
Golden Grahams and Cheerios and shit.
Yeah, it could have been the fucking big generic bags.
Yeah.
That's a lot of ammo.
That is a lot of ammo.
You gotta get those stockpilers.
Yeah.
Fucking listening to Alex Jones.
I mean, what if he lived by, like, a General Mills?
Yo, if you're homeless and you find a good warehouse like that, yo, raid those dumpsters, B. Like, yeah. Like, if you happen to be homeless in the suburbs where we are for some reason, yo, go to Peacock. Now, it's not good for you. Don't do it too much. Maybe once a day, you know, get a little something in your belly to calm the pain. But, like, we throw away a lot of shit every day, all right? And it's packaged. Like, packaged, and those packages we throw away, most of them pass the seal test. So it's sealed, packaged. And it came from a sanitized room. Open up a pack of Oreos. Eat, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to the dumpster area. Eat something.
There always used to be shit at General Mills that they would throw out.
Yeah. I remember that motherfucker Joe Finazzo at the last job. Mm-hmm. He would fucking pour chicken blood on the food to fucking, so the homeless people wouldn't go in there and eat.
What an asshole.
Yeah, that's why we all enjoyed it when he had a huge sty on his eye.
I would enjoy it too.
Yeah, like, to the point of where he had to, like, actually go to a hospital about it.
You should have put some of that chicken blood in his food and just see, like, you know, if he would catch anything.
Hmm. Yeah, he probably has a shit immune system. Yeah. Fucking, this is the way we tangent.
We tangent a lot.
So they sent out a detective that suffered a minor injury during the arrest. An investigation later determined that Mr. Glass used a flare gun to fire the shell, which had been stuffed with Rice Krispies. Damn, he is resourceful. Shit. Jesus Christ. That nigga knows how to dumpster dive. Mr. Glass was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility for resisted arrest and a probation violation.
I want to know what he was on probation for now.
Excuse. Ooh. The victim positively identified Glass, but declined to press any charges because they weren't a victim of anything. They got hit with Rice Krispies and, like, what? I mean, well, actually, because doesn't the shell fall down and the buckshot goes at you?
I think so.
Yeah, so they got hit with actually nothing but Rice Krispies. Jesus, fuck 'em damn. All right, so that ought to be your wine cellar. Right? I think that one actually was a short episode, about 48 minutes. That's still damn near an hour. We somehow always land in the hour neighborhood.
Do we? Oh, it's 48 minutes?
Becker Loco just said a crescent ridge. Oh, that's right, because I was ranting about that young man that raps his rhymes. Yeah, Becker Loco, if you want, check out that one if you want to. It's the most recent episode before this one. The title of the episode is Being Black Doesn't Inherently Make You Hip Hop, something like that in the title. And, like, yeah, like, around, like, the middle of the episode, somewhere around there, like, I start talking about that music video and their lyrics. And don't run up on me, healthy young man. Mm-hmm. You gonna get old man crotchety. All right, you're going to find out what curmudgeon really means. Curmudgeon to bludgeon.
All right. I can't find out what he was on probation for. However, New York Post decided to get witty with it, and said the victim was rushed to the hospital with non-life-threatening wounds, but told cops he did not want to pursue charges. But Glass is apparently a serial offender.
Ah, motherfuckers.
So police still booked him for probation violation.
You know, whoever that is made jokes like the fictional character Peggy Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so Peggy Hill. All right, that.
Oh, wait, hold on. He snapped, crackled, and popped a gun.
See, that's why I said I didn't want to do any of those. It's like, I'm not making those jokes. In Mother Russia, we ride bareback.
No.
You know what? And I lowered the brightness on the backup screen.
Yeah.
And it's still brighter than a motherfucker. So
well,
we
I
may...
think it depends on the image, because that one turns out okay.
Yeah, I guess it's just things that are white don't show up, which this show, it is reverse racism.
It is reverse racism.
Yeah. Like, look, Daria and Jane don't really show up that well. Yeah, we are fucking reverse race. All right, that's your wine cellar. All right, fuckerinos.
Bye. Really?
What?
Really?
You dislike this beat? You don't think this beat's dope? You don't think this beat is dope when a man is arrested for everything? Got the rhyme, set a fresh MC, better ring. Throw me words, nigga, throw me words. Nigga, so I can slur. He said, oh shoot, well nigga gotta go get the loot. Let these niggas know you can go oof from my boot to your throat. You gon' choke hit the ground, little clown.
Cup.
More words, settle, bring a nigga down. You just throw out cup. Goddamn, a one syllable's all you brought up. Fucking give me a challenge. God damn it, let me go on the balance of the motherfucking rhyme. Yo,
computer.
Why does it take you so long to think of words? Are you a looter? Run in the house, try to take my computer. God damn, this nigga is a shooter. They fucking hit him with Rice Krispies. Hit him with Rice Krispies, he stole from Hooters. But I don't think they really sell that there. But that's alright, I'm still Alec Allaire. And you're not throwing out words very fast enough.
Penny.
Yo, you said Penny, that's what's up. Penny logo, any no joke. Yo, you throw out bigger words. And she's not, and you know what she's doing? She's just looking at stuff and I saying know, that. She must saw a picture of Penny Flash. She said, Penny!
Because I love Penny, because she's a brain scientist.
Why don't you ever call her?
Mosquito.
Okay, now Mosquito, get on the microphone, you gon' see me go against Migos. I don't like them motherfuckers. I will hurt those young men with a crescent wrench if they step again. Leave that ass bloody on the motherfucking park bench. So if you attempt to battle Mr. Kane, don't worry about interrupting me when you got words to throw.
Sandal.
Oh shit, oh, did we get disconnected?
The
Facebook Live. Wait. Disconnected.
Oh, that is bullshit.
Nah, that's how Facebook Live tells you to just shut up and end it. Becker Local said, I don't see white people. I don't see white people. All right, dadgum, that'll be the dadgum deal. Yep. It is. At your wine cellar, we'll be back again.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
Ma'am, what?